Prisoners of war, they are among the painful emotional burdens of a prolonged conflict such as the one in Afghanistan. They are also a foregone conclusion on the battlefield. In the Afghan war, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is the only American prisoner of war being held captive by the Taliban. And his fate may be part of a proposed transaction that would exchange five Taliban prisoners at Guantanamo Bay for the release of Sergeant Bergdahl. It's the second time a deal to release Bergdahl has been in sight, and this time it may be more serious.
I will not leave you on the battlefield, Bo. These people here will not leave you on the battlefield. Your country will not leave you on the battlefield. You are not forgotten. You will not be forgotten. No. We pray that soon you will come home.
That's from an emotional rally in support of Bergdahl in his home in Haley, Idaho, last weekend, where the soldier's father, Bob Bergdahl, spoke. You heard him there. Joining us from Haley is Colonel Tim Marsano, public affairs officer with the Idaho Army National Guard. He's been working as the media liaison for the Bergdahl family for the last 4 years of Sergeant Bergdahl's captivity. Colonel Marsano joins me now. Hope in Haley, Colonel?
Yeah, good to be with you, John. There is a lot of hope in Haley. Over the course of the last few years, that hope has ebbed and flowed, but I think right now we're on a high.
What do you think of the trade, five Taliban for one sergeant?
Well, as far as the parents are concerned, they see this as an extremely hopeful sign. After months and really years of not hearing anything, to be hearing this comes as welcome news. So the possibility has certainly buoyed their spirits.
What do you know about the condition of Bo Bergdahl at this point?
It's impossible to say exactly how he's faring. About 2 years ago, a video was released by his captors showing him to be in fairly decent shape. And then fairly recently, there was a letter that came from him. His parents are very convinced that it is actually Bo's handwriting. So that helped lift their spirits quite a bit as well. And he seems to be doing okay, about as well as you can expect under the circumstances.
Bob Bergdahl, father of Bo, has made some comments recently that suggest that he and maybe some of the people in the community of Haley are weary of the prolonged conflict here and weary of the 4 years of captivity and want this war and this whole ordeal to be over, which is certainly understandable. Would you say there is a weariness settling in?
They want their son back. I mean, it's been 4 years of captivity, and you know, even though I work with the Bergdahls and talk to them regularly, you know, weekly, sometimes daily, I see them at their home, I'm on the phone with them, it grates on them. I don't even know exactly what they're going through, even though, like I say, I am that close to them. They're doing something that I don't think anybody else could understand. So weariness is probably exactly the right word.
Now, you're with the Idaho Army National Guard, and I can't imagine that setting up a liaison for POWs was ever in the mission of the Army National Guard out in Idaho. This is a first for you.
We take care of our military families, and the Bergdahls are certainly part of the military family. Very sadly, over the course of the last dozen years, we've provided casualty notification, you know, the proverbial knock on the door, as well as casualty assistance to many families. And personally, I've been involved with about three dozen. Most often, unfortunately, they're soldiers who have been killed in action. So this is an extension of that. It's not an easy task, but it's very rewarding as far as I want to be able to say that I'm very honored to do it. I am very honored to do it, to help these families in their time of need, and that's what we're doing for the Bergdahls.
Well, it's certainly a reminder of the sacrifice and the importance that the National Guards all around the United States have had in the deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq. Colonel, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Colonel Tim Marsano is the public affairs officer for the Idaho National Guard, acting as media liaison for the Bergdahl family, hoping for the release of Bo Bergdahl, held by the Taliban for the last 4 years.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.